The Wisconsin Policy Research Institute examined the fiscal impacts of legal and illegal immigrants there. The report's author, David Dodenhoff, says at the state and local level, immigrants use more in services than they pay in taxes.
Those data show, consistent with what a lot of researchers have found, that the immigrant population in Green Bay is consuming more in terms of services than it's paying in state and local taxes, primarily because of the costs associated with education for immigrant children.
However, he says at the federal level, immigrants tend to pay more in taxes than they use in services. And these ratios change depending on how long immigrants are in the country.
And if you look over time, generally what people find is that, as you might expect, that immigrant families, as they get established and the children are educated here, that they tend to do better economically, which means that they pay more in taxes and consume less in services.
Green Bay passed ordinances last year meant to crack down on businesses and landlords that allow illegal immigrants. A charity group funded this research for what has been a hot issue in the city. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.